This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready to explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, man.
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yay!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Voice API, you get comprehensive call analytics, virtual assistants, automated speech recognition, and text-to-speech benefits across multiple languages. Developers can add smart voice functionalities into your app, giving your customers an easier way to reach you. And you can start collecting real-time data to drive more meaningful engagement to move your business forward. Learn more at Vonage.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Gangrene Nation podcast, and it's draft season. April is upon us, only a few weeks left until the NFL draft, and SB Nation has been running a community mock draft between all of the blogs across the entire league, and we're on the clock at three with the Jets, and Kyler Murray went first overall to the Cardinals, Nick Bosa number two to the 49ers, so at three here, me and our owner, I don't know, should I call you the manager or...
I like owner better. Owner right. Sounds like I'm really in charge. Let's go with owner.
All right. And our owner, if you will, our boss, is here with me to discuss our pick at number three. John B. is here with us. John, thanks for coming on and talking about our pick at three, the Jets.
That's great to be here. It's great to be a guest on a podcast. It feels much easier to just be the guest.
Yeah, so at three, like I said, Kyler Murray went number one to the Cardinals, Nick Bosa number two to the 49ers. So at three here, the Jets need edge rush help. Obviously, this has been an issue that we talked about yearly for what seems like an eternity, but it is still an issue for this team. They did not make a move at the position in the free agency period. So edge is a huge need for the Jets. And at number three here, we're going to go with Josh Allen. So Quinnen Williams seems to be an option here, commonly mocked to the Jets, but we think that's a need at the edge rush, at the outside linebacker position on the edge. Just getting someone on the outside who could get after the quarterback is too big of a need for the Jets to pass up, and that Allen is good enough to be worthy of that pick at number three. Even if he isn't quite at Quinnen Williams' level in terms of as an overall prospect, we think that he's enough to be worth this number three pick. So, John, what's your take on Allen and the potential of the Jets taking him at number three in the draft this year?
All right, let me give you some expert analysis, some really detailed, in the weed stuff. Josh Allen is really good. Do you want me to elaborate? Is that insightful enough?
I think that's plenty insightful enough for me, and I agree. I mean, Allen is, he's going to go top 10 in the draft this year, maybe top five, potentially to the Jets. But I do think Quinnen Williams does have him beat as an overall prospect, and that could be a good pick for the Jets at three, even though, they have the stigma of going with interior defensive linemen, constantly Sheldon Richardson, Wilkerson, Leonard Williams. But I think that even though Williams might have him beat overall, the positional value might make Josh Allen worth it at three because, he is a really total package. He lit up the combine, backed up the athleticism that you see on tape. His production was great, and, there are question marks with his game. He's not a sure thing. He does have to work on, develop some more counter moves, maybe up his, just the power of his game, his ability to get off the blocks. But the potential he has is just just ridiculous just with his athleticism. Like we said, the production that he had over 17 sacks at Kentucky last year, and he has pass rush moves. It's not like he's just a speed rusher, and the versatility that he brings to the table as a guy who has a lot of experience dropping back in coverage, and he's good at it too. So I think his ceiling is really high, and he's definitely worthy of the third pick if the Jets decide to go that way.
Yeah, you know, I watched some of the Kentucky games last year, and it was unbelievable. The guy was unblockable. Like, I mean, nobody could lay a hand on him. He was constantly in the backfield, constantly disrupting. And this is just an area that's really been a chronic issue for the Jets. It's been a neat area, really. You could probably go back to 2006 when they traded John Abraham to Atlanta. They really have not done a great job. You know, Brian Thomas had, you know, a decent year in 06, and, you know, he had his moments here or there, but he wasn't that spectacular. You know, Calvin Pace was okay for a little while for the Jets, but I mean, they just haven't had an edge guy. And edge guy, to me, is the most important position on the defense. I mean, it's the thing I'd want above anything else. So, yeah, I think the way this draft shakes out, if, you know, now my ideal scenario would be to trade down and maybe, you know, accumulate a second round pick, a future one. But in this particular mock, in order to keep things from getting too complicated, they don't let us trade down. So, you know, Allen seemed to me the obvious choice to me. When you talk, I mean, if we're not talking about a scenario where teams are allowed to trade down, it's great for the Jets that a quarterback goes number one. Now, I would have liked Bosa a little bit better than Allen at two, because I think Bosa is a little bit more, you know, you kind of referred to it, Michael. You know, I think Allen's game needs a little refinement. I think Bosa is more developed in terms of pass rush moves. I also think Bosa is more versatile from the standpoint, not from the standpoint, Allen's more versatile from the standpoint he can drop in coverage, but I think as a pass rusher, Bosa is more versatile because he's the type of guy you're going to be able to slide inside if there's a matchup you like there on a passing down, whereas Allen, I think, is going to be more of a pure edge guy. And I mean, to be honest with you, I like Allen in coverage, but to me, you play Allen in coverage when, you know, he just needs a breather and you drop him into a zone. So that doesn't really come. But I think that at three, this guy, you know, this guy being there at three, my ideal scenario is trade down. I like Bosa better, but you're not going to hear me complaining if the Jets take Allen at three just because he's such a phenomenal prospect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned it, just the value of the edge position, guys who could rush the passer from the outside. Just look at the money that's thrown around in free agency this year. You had Za'Darius Smith, who had an 8.5 sack season last year. That was his career best after having, you know, never breaking 5 sacks before that. He got a huge deal. His now teammate, Preston Smith, he's never been a huge sack guy. He got a huge deal. So you just see the way that teams value this position, not letting the great players hit free agency and then the decent players who do get huge deals. So it's definitely a very important position. And you look at the money teams throw at the position, the way teams keep their good guys in-house, and also the draft compensation you see the good ones get in trades. It's a very valuable position, extremely important. And like you said, arguably the most valuable on defense so far. So getting Josh Allen at three and potentially plugging this hole that's existed for a very long time for the Jets franchise could make a lot of sense if they can't get that trade down. Ideally, like you said, that would be the best way to go for the Jets if they could, because they do still have a lot of holes other than that position. You have holes at center, cornerback, you know, wide receiver potentially the Jets could get. They could still improve there, even though they have a lot of good options. They don't have that great number one guy. So there are still a lot of holes on this roster. So trading down, recouping the value from the Sam Darnold trade last year, that it's definitely the best option for the Jets, but you don't know if you're going to be able to find that trade partner to get the ideal package back. So if the Jets do stay at three, plugging up that hole with Josh Allen on the outside linebacker position, fixing up that edge rush makes a lot of sense. So at number three, we're going to go with Josh Allen for the New York Jets. So thanks a ton for listening in. And this has been our pick for the Jets on the Gangrene Nation podcast.